Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pop Culture Rewind. I'm your host Travis.
And this is Chris. It's been a while, I forgot the gestures. It's been
20 what, 4 episodes. Weeks? Yeah, and you still don't know what to do with your hands. Anyway, so we are going to cap off this whole season of Walking Dead, season 7. We've been doing our little series. We've been doing our series of Walking Dead.
Wow.
Yes. And we've been trying to knock them off like two or three at a time at most.
And then we got lazy. And then stuff got in the way. And then somebody decided to take a break.
More or less it's laziness is what it all comes down to.
Well, the crux of the situation was the season finale, just like last season. The season finale of Walking Dead was the same day as WrestleMania. For anybody that understands what wrestling is, that's like the Super Bowl of professional wrestling.
They really need to plan ahead of that, you know?
Last year, though, I was in Dallas. The same shit happened. And, again, I flew at the last minute to Orlando, so I missed the entire thing. So it took... I just saw it, like, an hour ago.
The point is, you need to start going to WrestleMania.
No!
So we can do these stupid shows all the time.
Point is, I need to get cable and a DVR.
That too, yes.
That too, yeah. I've been living in the hood for way too long.
Yeah. So here we are. It's like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
But we figured I couldn't just like not do this because we've done the rest of the season, and the OCD in me is like, we're gonna finish this one way or another.
So we're gonna try our best to fit 4 episodes worth of Walking Dead. That's 4.5 hours minus commercials in 30 minutes or less. Or it's free.
Well, it's free anyways.
So. Yeah, well, you don't need to tell them that.
Yeah. They know. They know. Stresses. They know. Okay, so we're going to kind of rapid fire the 3 episodes leading into the.
I haven't been able to eat a cantaloupe since episode 13 of this season.
Well, you're talking about the episode where Morgan finally snapped back into reality, right?
Yep.
Yeah, all because of a cantaloupe.
One, uno, un, yeah. Itch, cantaloupe.
Yeah. What's the guy's name? Richard. Part of Ezekiel's guys. He's like the head of his military group or whatever.
We need to fight. We need a war.
Yeah.
But we need to give him a reason to start a war.
Yeah.
I'm going to make one. And you fucked it up.
Yeah.
Poor Benji.
Yeah.
Poor Benji.
Yeah, the kid. Which kind of sucks because I thought he was going to maybe have another role because he was like learning everything and
take the mantle over Morgan.
Yeah.
Morgan even admitted I think it was in this episode that it felt like it was his son that he was training, and to lose him like that, that's what it take to bring Morgan right back to where we normally see Morgan as, like, ruthless.
Because Benji got shot in the leg, and then they took him to Carol's to try to fix him up, and that didn't work. And not only that, but I think that got Carol back into the game.
Like, what's really going on? Like, Daryl lied to her.
Right.
So she's oblivious.
Right.
And then Morgan's like, all right.
You want to know? All right. And she finally is told the truth, which I kind of figured that was going to happen before the end of the season. I knew she was going to get wrangled back into everything. But that was the reason. That was the crux of all that, of him getting back in there. Mm-hmm. But not only did that bring Carol back into it, we just said it before, it brought Morgan back into reality. And is Morgan going to have to choke a bitch?
He did already.
Because Morgan had to choke a bitch.
Yep.
And he straight up strangled Richard to death. And that's the last we see of Morgan for that episode until we see him again, I think, in the finale when he comes back.
Well, at least freaking Richard got what he wanted. He wanted to be the martyr. He expected him to be shot the entire time, and he wound up dying anyway, so...
And he's buried with his daughter's backpack that he had with him, so, yeah, it was a whole thing for his character. But I think that was the gist of...
of cantaloupe.
That was episode 13, right?
13 was cantaloupe.
Yeah, so that's what we're calling it.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Episode 14.
Sellout!
Aha! And why do we call it sellout?
Because somebody got too goddamn comfortable. You know, when a nerd gets bullied for so long in school, just the taste of having the upper hand, and he's got his fucking hand up all the goddamn time.
Yeah. You're talking about Eugene, right?
Eugene.
Yes, okay.
Cock of the walk. Knowing damn well he ain't cock of nothing.
Well, this is like Negan is like the reverse bully. He's like the anti-bully. He's like, he's motivating Eugene into joining his cause.
Yeah.
So, But that was it on that one. But the thing, one of the big things that happened in that episode also was the Saviors went to Hilltop, who happens to have Daryl and Maggie, who Saviors believe are dead.
Yes.
Or in hiding, or what, they don't know that they're there.
Daryl's hiding. Maggie's supposed to be dead.
Right. Right. So that was a cool sequence of time on this episode that took place where they were in hiding, kind of suspenseful, you know, especially mm-hmm. when. The one dude goes down into the storage shed area,
yeah.
and they're hiding behind the rack. And Daryl's about to go out there and shank the bitch, but Maggie's like, no, stop. So, but that was that. And then, what else happened in this episode? Sasha and Rosita.
Sasha and Rosita.
Yeah.
This is like the whole this felt like two women in their periods just trying to get along because they couldn't. It was just one dick they shared, and that's all they had in common. Not to mention they were apparently on the same team, but you couldn't tell that if you hung around them long enough. Like you can smell the menstruation almost. but they finally got to an understanding. They both had the same plan. They were both trying to figure out who's the one that's going to pop a cap in Negan.
Right.
And then after the whole bonding moment, Rosita, in her moment of weakness, fell for it.
Yes.
And got left behind. Sasha just ran in there like a motherfucker.
And she told her to go get something, and she turned around, and she slammed the gate shut, locked her out, so that Sasha can run into the sanctuary and
by herself.
Bam, 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 you know. And, mm-hmm. and that's the cool thing is we don't see exactly what happens to her in that episode. I think it's the next episode where we find out, which we'll go right to that episode.
Yeah.
We're now episode 15, where...
Speaking of pissed off women.
Yeah.
Well, bitch, we trying to help you. You don't want to fight our fight? Damn.
Yeah, this... From the Sasha situation, we go over... to Tara, finally leading Rick's group back to Oceanside to get the guns.
Yeah, because the morons, the Junkians, the contract that Rick made with the Junkians, like, we need more guns. So we take half or whatever. And so Tara's like, hey, you know what?
Worst negotiator ever.
We need to talk about something. I know where we can find some guns.
Yeah.
Oceanside.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of... I guess it kind of played out how I thought it was going to play out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I knew there was going to be resistance. They wouldn't win. But I figured once the mother or the grandmother, whoever was in charge of...
Head bitch.
Yeah, her. Whenever she was refusing the help, I thought whenever Rick and all them were leaving with the guns, I thought that at least some of them were going to come with them. But they all kind of stayed.
It's like half of them have penises. What should I do? Oh, man, it's been so long.
You know the thought had been running.
Oh,
someone
God, yeah.
But that's pretty much it on that episode. But going back to Sasha, we find out that she's captive, I guess, the same cell that Daryl was in for a while. But the way this episode ends is Rosita's going back to Alexandria, but she stumbles upon Dwight. And he's turning himself
in. There was a silhouette who you thought was Daryl.
Yes, yeah.
It was Dollar Store Daryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. You said that
a couple of episodes ago, he earned it. He's Dwight now.
Yeah.
He's Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight.
Old Dwight. Old Dwight over there.
Yeah.
Our boy Dwight.
All half-face over there. Two-face. shit, every sense of the word. Because everybody in Rick's group is like, which face are we dealing with here? Mm-hmm. Are we the one that is sympathetic because his ex-wife is now one of Negan's bitches and his bitch left?
Yeah.
Or is it the burnt face that just wants to follow everything and just fuck everything up because that's what he's done?
Right.
From the beginning, from the first time Dwight and Daryl met, he is not a guy you should trust.
Yeah. And that was going back last season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That ended episode 15, which led into episode 16.
Before we get into episode 16, if we're able to cover 3 episodes of The Walking Dead in less than 10 minutes, we really need to reorganize our podcast.
No, we're rolling. What's wrong? You're saying like this, like a complaint or something. Well, what else is there to say about those 3 episodes? I think we knock those out. And by this time, if you're listening to this, you probably already listened to those episodes, watch those episodes anyways. So
then tell me, before we get to the nut busting, to the season finale.
All right.
compared to the last couple of seasons, mm-hmm. were there as many highs as there were lows? Were there more highs than lows? Was there a lot more filler? There were a lot, compared to past seasons, there were a lot of an hour and 15, an hour and 20 minute episodes.
Yeah.
How did this come across to you this season?
To me, it felt, yeah, there were some filler episodes. And it's, I think this episode, this season has been more consistent with their content than the past seasons. I know I've been reading a lot of comments online and people reviewing this season as is, and a lot of people complaining about, you know, single character episodes kind of bogging the season down. Personally, I don't mind that because I've seen it to where I've seen shows and seasons where they have an episode and there's like four or five different storylines going on for four or five different characters, and you're like, what happened here? What happened here? But I like it whenever it's just like maybe one, maybe two, maybe like one character with a side episode thing, or what's the word I'm looking for? Story.
Side mission.
Yeah. I was thinking a side quest. I've been playing games all week. Okay. So, but yeah, I think it gives more time to develop characters, and I think it's subjective. You know, some people like that, the storytelling, some people don't. Me, I like it. So,
having a couple of episodes to take the sour taste of your mouth of the season finale of season 6, I feel like there was a lot more quality than quantity this season, knowing in the history that I've read, I've dabbled in some of the books that eventually season 8 is building up to all out war, and every side mission of this season, it's like investing into the big payoff.
It's planting seeds.
Into the maturity. So you know that if they're putting effort into Oceanside for one episode and like in the beginning of the season, and they're putting an emphasis on the hilltop and they're putting an emphasis on Alexandria, you know you're going to put, you have all those pieces so that by the time the end of the season comes around, let alone next season, everything's going to have value. Mm-hmm. So as much as Oceanside hasn't done shit this season, you know that dividend's going to pay off next season.
Oh, thanks.
Especially with the situation with the guns and the Junkians. The Junkians, again, like, that's going to pay off because apparently...
Well, we'll get to them here when we get into the finale episode.
Because we're in the finale episode now. Rick's ready.
Want to get into it?
Right. Rick's ready. This is our plan. Dwight laid out the plan. Like, this is what we're going to do. This is how I'm going to help you so that you can, so I can earn your trust. And this is how we're going to do it. Nobody trusts Dwight. Tara trusts Daryl. And that alone gave enough credence for Dwight to at least run along and prove us.
Not for nothing. For that scene where Daryl's got the knife right on his eye.
Dude.
And what if Daryl sneezed right there? Dude. What if he didn't want to, but he...
Dude, that...
You're going to know something? He's going to know something on that. All right, whatever.
He's going to have to wipe off more than just his own snot.
Right?
That part kind of irked me a bit. Because the last couple of seasons, this is the good guy team that's suddenly becoming too big for their own britches that they think they're all that. So it felt kind of weird to have the team of good guys, for example, Tara, do it, cut his eye out, kill him. It's like, you need all the help you can get.
Yeah.
Like, and you've been bitch slapped around this entire season and a half. You've lost your nurse and your girlfriend. You have no reason to gloat at that moment.
Well, that's why she was like that, because he was the one that killed, what's her face?
At least, it's funny, like, the roles kind of switched a little bit during this season, where for all the killing that Negan did in the beginning of this season, which was teased last season, but I'm done with that. With all the shit that Negan did in the beginning, like, now, they're, like... You can see the potential in what kind of a leader Negan would be if he would just cut the shit.
Right.
You know, he saw the positive in
Who are you talking about? Who are you thinking about? What does it look like?
Dude in the jacket! Eugene! Yeah, he saw the positivity. He saw the potential in Eugene and actually let him go. And
no,
he
saw skill.
He saw skill. Yeah. And he put it to use.
For his own needs, though.
But to that point, friggin' Rick has needs. He never once looked at Eugene outside the box and say, hey, how can you contribute? Instead of him just giving him orders. This last episode, episode 15, he didn't want to kill Sasha. He damn near admitted that he was Sasha's bitch. Negan didn't want to kill Sasha, and to the point that he was actually bargaining with Sasha's like, I've got three or four people I've got to punish. Sasha's like, we don't need to do any of that.
Look, I gotta kill these people. I gotta kill these two people.
We'll narrow it down to one. And Sasha goes, all right, just one. Like, Negan does not do that with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, so for all the potential that you see of Negan actually being political right down the middle, as opposed to what we saw him in the beginning of the season, Rick all of a sudden is like, oh, I got this shit.
Yeah.
You would have thought he learned last season when he was so arrogant that he could just handle it like that, and he lost a lot.
Yeah.
So imagine the face when the Junkians turned on Rick.
Did you see that coming?
No.
Yeah. I didn't either. And I guess the main reason I didn't see it coming,
because they're too stupid to know any better.
Yeah, they can't negotiate worth shit. But besides that, it is out of nowhere. Like, because I get it, like, she's working with Negan, but, like, that was not made clear to me, like, at all. Because the fact that Negan even knew about these people were, what? Like, I didn't know that there was...
He never mentioned it at all this season, that he was aware of the Junkins' existence.
Right. And they didn't say anything to Rick about that. But then again, if they're double-crossing them anyways, they're not going to say anything.
Yeah.
But, apparently, I would assume that, Negan has been in talks with them since the beginning. Unless the head Junkion bitch, she went to Negan after the fact.
Yeah.
Maybe, and worked a deal, saying, hey, I got these...
Some of your people don't want to be your people.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. That was not made clear to me. I don't know what was going on with that. But, I don't know. It was another thing where, oh, well, Rick's group, they have something going. Oh, there it goes. They can't have it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
And damn it, they tried it again. They teased us at the end of season 6 with, oh, we're going to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. And then we have Rick and Carl on their knees again.
Yeah, we're back to the... I say this is, you can go back to the season finale of last season, but this is actually, we're going back to the premiere of this season,
mm-hmm.
because this is where all the details and everything happened in that first season, even though it happened in the last season. So we have Rick and Negan face to face again, Rick on his knees, tears and everything like that. All right, here we go. And then now it's not like, who are you going to kill?
It's like, I'm killing Carl.
Yeah.
And I'm going to break your fucking hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of Rick's response to that?
Because, man, that's putting all your money on black.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're either gonna go home with a pocket full of money, or you're gonna go home dead.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. Like, to me, it was like, I was waiting for him to
beg.
Maybe it's something for Carl, you know, but he didn't say anything about Carl. He's like, I'm still gonna kill you. Like, that was his main thing to Negan, is like, you can do...
Not today, not tomorrow.
You can take my hands.
I'll learn to shoot with my fucking feet.
You are going to die. You are already dead. You just don't know it yet. You know, it was badass. And like you said, it's like throwing everything on black. You know, it's just like, all right.
Spin the table and throw the ball.
He had like 10 pairs of rabbit's feet in his pocket when he said that or something. I don't know.
It was 4 lion's feet.
Tiger.
Tiger, Shiva, good lord! How can she tell the bad people from the good people if they all have guns?
I don't care. That was badass. That was the one thing we wanted to
Thank
see.
Thank you for ruining it, by the way, because this motherfucker, before it happened, he goes, bitch! And I was like, what? And then, what the fuck is Shiva? Ah, payback, I understand. Yeah.
You said you were spoiled.
I skimmed, and that was a week ago. A lot has happened since then. I've drank a lot since then.
No, but I will say this. The way they filmed it was really great. Like, Carl, like, he took Carl's hat off, went up. Like, there was no, like,
pause. He was ready to go. Like, he was like, this nut's going to get bust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing we want to see Shiva do, since we saw Shiva at the beginning of the season, we're like, okay, I want to see that mangle someone.
He's got a goddamn tiger! Bitch is alive! Guns blazing!
Yeah.
Ugh.
Even in defeat.
I can't tell. I don't know why people hate Negan.
Yeah.
Like, this is why we like Negan. You know, like, fuck. Not to jump ahead, but I like that they went back to what I'm used to. Mm. There was no cliffhanger this season.
Yeah.
You would think Negan escaping and flipping the bird is like, fuck you, you're not going to bust it up till next season. No, that's not the cliffhanger.
Right.
The cliffhanger was enough for the loose ends were tied to where that closes season 7. That's not like season 6, and then season 7 was like 6.5 almost, because it didn't really finish. It just bled through.
Right.
After every season before it, and I've had this complaint on this episode, on this podcast several times, we've never had a Walking Dead episode finish with cliffhangers.
Mm.
Even the cliffhanger, the end of the season in the prison where they went and raided Woodbury, they brought all the old people on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
The war hadn't started yet. The war hadn't finished, but there was closure. There was a beginning, a middle, and an end to that season. They pissed off so many people last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so many people pissed. And it turned a lot of people off, too, completely.
Yeah.
For them to go back to what their bread and butter is, I appreciated it. You know, I didn't want to have that. Last season didn't push me over. Had they tried that again this season, I might have been considering it.
Yeah.
But it closed off pretty good, all things considered.
Yeah. Well, you got to think. I said that this harkened back to the first episode in the season where Rick and Negan face to face, and you see Rick's reaction to everything in that first episode.
He had no plan whatsoever. None. He had no idea what he was going
to
do.
He was totally blown away by what Negan was up to, like what he was capable of. But, and that's what I'm saying, going back to consistency of this episode, it started from that first episode and it built up him gathering whatever he can do, groups, whether it worked or not.
And even in the end when Negan walked in and said, you remember that story about that guy, Rick, who was such a dick, who thought he knew shit but didn't know shit?
Yeah.
That was Rick's retaliation when he told him, you're dead and you don't even know it. Because Negan had no idea that they had Daryl,
mm-hmm.
that they had
Maggie,
and that Shiva and the freaking Kingdom. And the Kingdom were going to come and rape ass. And when Negan saw that, Negan kind of felt the way Rick felt at the beginning of this season.
Well, maybe.
Not completely,
maybe,
because he still had
the
a whole army.
The tables turned a little
bit. Yeah, you could see the table started to turn a little bit.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what the good thing I liked about this season was Rick's reaction to the episode 1 when all that happened. His reaction when he's face-to-face with Negan again. This time, he's teary-eyed and everything, but he's like, and he's threatening to kill his son. Well, he's not threatening. He said he's going to kill his son. Mm-hmm. And he's like unfazed.
He's still
by
steadfast.
It.
He knows the goal, and he's not gonna.
Even after he thinks that Michonne just died, because he heard a yell and they saw a body flying or dropping out of the second story. So he just thought that Negan being, oh, you just lost somebody like right
just
now.
Just right now. Dang. Wow.
Damn, Negan. But I just love the almost a full circle for Rick's character in this season.
Yeah.
Not to mention he's shot too. So he's going through all this with Negan, with Carl, and he's bleeding out from gunshot wound.
And he fell on his ass.
Yeah.
That shit hurts.
And the hatchet was on his belt loop. So I'm pretty sure that
grazed him.
Yeah. It had to. Negan, they end up screwing her away. They get away. We go back to Negan's compound, and well, let's back up for a second. The Sasha situation
reminded me of last season with when you had these viewpoints in the beginning of each
episode.
No, the season finale of last season.
Right.
When you came back from commercial, you saw the beginning of a view of somebody staring out of something with the light. And then stuff was split in the middle.
Mm.
That felt this season with Sasha. Like, there were scenes split in the middle. Her having the flashback that she dreamt the whole thing before it even happened. And she's telling Abraham, which, by the way, oh my God, Abraham is still on the show. It's like, don't go out there. I've seen what happens. We lose. We die.
Yeah.
Don't leave me. I want to stay here. Let's make babies. Let's fucking fuck. You know, whatever. And that's spliced in between everything that's going on in the series with Sasha wanting to like avoid a whole war and avoid death and just let's all be one big fat family. And
that goes back to her negotiating with Negan when he's saying we got to kill these two people, and she's like, no, only one person's got to die.
It's like, he can't be a complete asshole. He brought me pancakes with a smiley face.
Right?
Come on, man. Rick never did that shit for me.
Right? Yeah. So, and we get the layout of what Negan wants to do. They're going to bring her over, and she wants, there's a coffin, there's something, yeah, there's some symbolism, whatever, and she's like, I'll stay there for the trip over. And Eugene's like, here's some headphones.
She asked for a bottle of water because, yes, she knew the ride was going to be long. And yeah, that's all she needed to take. The pill
that she got from Eugene in the last episode. We kind of imagine that we glossed over something. She was in the previous episode while she was still captive. She was trying to
persuade
Eugene to join back with them, and he was like, "Yeah, I got a way out for you." And yep, she gives you, that's your way out.
She asked, "Give me a weapon. I need something, anything, yeah, and I can do it.
Yeah,
I can make a difference.
Yeah,
gave her the pill. Good luck, bitch."
Yeah, and that's not what she was wanting. So,
yeah.
And then that comes to this full circle, this episode, where in this whole first 45 minutes of this episode is everything building up to everything, and mm-hmm, they're ever so often they cut back to Sasha, like her front view,
headphones
on. We don't know,
old school 70s music.
We don't know what's at that point. We don't know what's really going on until we get that flashback of her asking or me putting that coffin. Negan shuts the lid on her. Once they're in there, she pops the pill. And then we cut to the scene where he opens up the coffin.
Because he can't hear anything in that coffin. And he opens the door and is like, hey, imagine what these people want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
she almost got him.
Yeah.
He didn't see that coming either.
Yeah. So it's been full of surprises for Negan as well, I guess.
Yeah.
At least this episode has been.
Everybody's got to have a bad day sometime.
Yeah.
And that was Negan's.
And then that goes, that reason we brought that up because of that. Follows up the kind of the epilogue of this episode was back to the compound, the sanctuary, or whatever they're calling it. He confronts Eugene. It's like, how did she die? And
she wasn't dead when she got in the box.
Yeah. So he's obviously suspicious about something. And he's like, well, it's 2 hours. It's airtight. She ran out of air, I guess. And she's like, all right. Like,
it could be an idea.
Yeah. So he bought the excuse, but he's, I don't think he's. Something's...
He bought it, but he's got the receipt still. Yeah. He might return it later.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. We'll see how useful Eugene is.
Because we went through that whole hour and a half, and Lucille was still looking hungry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know how bitches get when they get hungry.
So he turns around, walks out to his little outlook here.
His terrace.
Yeah.
And overlooking his people. It's like, everybody, in his Donald Trump impression, we're going to war. Break out the Moabs.
Right.
We're going to blow some shit up. Fucking Syria. Yep.
What? Oh. So that was pretty much it on that one. And then another epilogue after that was what happened, you know, them going out looking for Sasha. And mm-hmm, you got to put her out of her misery.
The dialogue by the monologue Maggie. From Maggie.
Yeah.
Just put in the whole, that helped me put to rest that this was not like last season. This is not, yeah, a cliffhanger. This is how we tied all the loose ends together and got to the end of this point.
Mm-hmm.
And the next point's ahead, and be ready. All out war.
Yep.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
But yeah, I'm satisfied with the season. I know a lot of people have their brothers with this season, and
there's a lot of nits to pick if you're really desperate.
The ratings have been dropping. You know, it's one of the lowest rated seasons so far that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's been consistent. They're telling a story, you know. And yeah, I do like the fact that it wasn't a cliffhanger. It's like the story's not over, but it's not a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like, we know
episode one is finished.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to episode two.
Right.
Because episode two is a whole lot better than episode one. Fucking kid in the carts. Nah. So.
I see what you did there. All right. Yeah. Okay, so
Pod Racer is what I meant to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got it.
Yeah, I got you.
In case they didn't, cause, you know.
It's been a left hand. I'm going to leave that out anyway. Yeah. So.
Star wipe. This is not the reference you were looking for.
Yeah. Maybe in a future episode, we're going to talk about some of the stuff we saw for episode 8, The Last Jedi. That was pretty good stuff there. So.
That's not how you fwing.
But anyway, Walking Dead. That's it for season 7. Wow,
that, we did it. This, wow. I will openly say this was not the worst season of Walking Dead.
Oh. What's the worst season?
I don't know.
It's not the worst season. What's the worst?
Well, is it one by default because it's only 6 episodes? I mean, this is not as bad. Getting the taste out of your mouth from the beginning, this turned out to be not as bad. Not only was it not as bad as I thought, this was actually pretty good. Like, Carol had her time on her own, and
I still say the worst season is probably 2.
2.
That was when them on the farm, they're talking about 3/4 of the damn season.
Oh, Carl got 2 rules. Carl, stay out of the house. Carl gets out of the house.
That's when everybody started hating Carl.
Yeah.
And
little Sophie got killed.
Sophie got killed. Shane turned, or he turned on Rick, and then he got killed.
I thought that was in 3. No, yeah. By season 2, they leave the farm entirely, huh?
Right. Yeah, because the farm's is burning.
Glenn
up.
Finally got some. Season 2.
Good for Glenn.
They were cleaning the well, and that dude got torn up in half and thought he was. Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, that was gross.
Season 2, yeah, season 2 might have been.
Had some good moments, but overall, like sitting.
Oh, man, was too preachy.
Yeah. Wait, which one? Dale or
Herschel?
Herschel. Because by that point, we had 2.
One of them had to go. And we kept Colonel Sanders. I don't know why. It's
like, Dale was just like bitching about everything. He was like trying to tell everybody, no, don't do that. You can't do that. No. You got to think about the other, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so, yeah, Dale.
Time is important. You want to know it so you can forget it. Bitch, you need to die. You're right. It might be 2.
Yeah.
I can't hate on season 1 because it had the Vatos episode. And to this day, Vatos. That's 45 minutes of pure entertainment. Start, middle, end.
Your people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we never heard from them again.
You know, we never heard from Dr. Dre either.
Dr. Dre. He died.
Really?
What? No.
No.
No. What did happen to him?
Tara went looking for him.
Right.
And she found Oceanside.
She found his glasses. And I guess we assumed that he died. Yeah.
I'm petitioning for the Vatos to come back in some way, shape, or form.
If we can have
Oceanside. If there's enough roads for army trucks, there has to be some lowriders down there in the corner in Fifth Ward somewhere going,
"Olé!" Dude, if I see that in episode in season 8, like the lowriders like...
Como stop, pinche? Yeah, we have to bring it back for all time's sake.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the worst that can happen, right?
At least they're good at building walls, right? Let's end this shit before it gets any worse.
Oh, one last thing.
Oh,
because I was gonna talk about this. The time has passed. But I had my chance to meet Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh, shitballs! We're supposed to talk about your experience at Dallas Fan Expo.
And I was going to tell you, and I don't think I ever told you.
You've held this. You didn't tell me or Abel or nobody. This is just between you, Nancy, and your cell phone provider. Like, I have no idea what's going on here. So spill the beans.
Okay, so the same weekend as WrestleMania and the season finale of Walking Dead, there was a Comic-Con in Dallas, which I drove 4 hours away to go to. And I purchased a photo op to meet Jeffrey Dean Morgan, get my picture with him. And
with or without Lucille?
Without.
Ah, fuck.
That I know of. We'll get to that here in a minute. Oh. But, okay, so he was first scheduled to be there Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Right? Okay, cool.
Got me.
Cool. So, and I purchased my photo op for Sunday. Good, because I don't want to do those things on Saturday.
Everybody stinks on Saturday for some reason.
It stinks. It stinks on Saturday. Let's just put it bluntly. It's too crowded, and there's other issues. I'll get to that in here in a second. But so I got my picture. I purchased it for Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. So,
however, you did have a pass for the whole weekend, yes, Friday, Saturday, yes, Sunday. So you're full of stink.
Yeah. Trust me. 2 showers later. Yeah. All right. So about a week or so before the show, I get a notification. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who is also there with Norman Reedus, but I've already met him a couple times. I was like, fuck him.
He's done bragging.
Yeah. So they said, okay, well, schedule changed. They have to fly back to Los Angeles on Sunday for Talking Dead. Okay, whatever. So they changed my photo op to Saturday night, 6:30 at night. And they had it, because it's so many people signed up for it, they had it broken up into groups. I was group 5, which is 7:30. So, which is not a big deal. Whatever, I'm there anyways. Whatever, I'm there, right? So, we get there, and Friday went okay. And then Saturday comes in, and then I'm walking around. I kind of look over their little tables that they have. I noticed Norman Reedus, Jeffrey Morgan, they're not there yet. It's like, huh, that's weird. And this is early in the morning, which is fine. Normally, celebrities like to take their time.
Fashionably late, yes, is a term that they get
around. Let the crowds build up first before they get out there. You know?
Build up the stink.
There you
go. So it's potent.
There you go.
Stings the nostrils.
I'm numb to it by now. So in like 12 o'clock, I noticed, like, oh, they're still not there. It's weird. Okay, so I'm still walking around. I get it. I look on Facebook, and I notice it was like around 3:45. This is around 3 o'clock. I get a notification from Fan Expo that they're just now getting there because there was a storm that was on the east side and east coast in New York that would delay their flights until now, and they're just now coming in to Dallas at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And not Dallas, Fort Worth.
Yeah. Well, this was in
the DFW, the airport, yeah, the DFW airport. So they still need to get there, and that's a
Saturday
45-minute drive from the airport.
And the convention was in downtown Dallas. So,
oh,
which was the same. Not that. Oh, I said WrestleMania, Walking Dead, blah blah blah. NCAA finals were that weekend too. So yeah, it was packed. Just trying to get around town in downtown Dallas. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was thinking, damn. Okay, 3:45, 4 o'clock. They're just not getting here. They're not going to be able to get to everybody, at least because they, you know, normally get there first. They do autographs at the start of it.
And then they take the pictures later.
And then because on their schedule, they have the scheduled times for the photos. All right, whatever. And I was doing other things. You know, I was going about my business. I had another photo op that I went to that day. Adam West, Burt Ward.
Oh, tell us how much fun that was.
It's... Thanks.
It's a badass picture you have with the Batmobile.
Yeah.
However, I also have a picture with that Batmobile a couple of years ago from the Houston Auto Show.
Right.
So you have to have a damn good story on the side, which you might want to tell us next time.
Yes.
About how you ended up with what you got.
But anyway, I wasn't going to go into details about that. But the point is, just getting to that was at like 5:15, right? And there was mass people everywhere. I'm in this photo op area. Like, there was chaos. Like, there's no...
Everybody's like, where's...
Exactly. So, I finally find the line that I'm trying to get to for my photo op. And I didn't get in there, done with that, till maybe, like, 6 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
It was a while just to get in the line, because they were behind schedule. But when I get out of there... Well, first of all, I'm hearing people complain about other things while I'm waiting in line. One of those being is, oh, turn around here to the side... There's like just like groups of people just huddled together because they're for the duo photo ops with both of them, for Norman Reedus's photo ops and Jeffrey Morgan's photo ops, all massed together.
Keep in mind, they're not just Walking Dead fans that are trying to take a picture with Jeffrey D. Morgan. There's another little bitty show called Supernatural.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a little bitty show at all.
Yeah.
So their fans are just as rabid. But mostly it was Walking Dead.
There was a lot of Negan cosplayers walking around and Negan t-shirts I saw everywhere. So it's like I'm done with that. It's like 6:30 and it's like, shit, there's still masses of people everywhere and nobody's like going in anywhere to the photo ops. This is going to be a problem. And we turns out.
When did the door close, by the way?
The con closed at 7 o'clock. So we're in the convention center, just kind of like the vendors are all like shutting down and folding up. There's the convention people themselves are shutting down. So where there's now the concessions are closing up.
No food, no drinks. All you have
thousands
is
of people.
All you have is a bathroom and a lot of people not wanting to leave because they want to make sure they got their money's
worth. A lot of pissed off white people. That's the worst type of pissed off people you want to be in a group with. So it's like 7:30, 8 o'clock rolling around. We finally get people on the bullhorn here saying, okay, we're about to start these photo ops.
And you're in group 5.
I'm in group 5.
For the day, for the night show.
Yeah.
That people from Saturday that originally bought Saturday haven't gotten shit yet either.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who just bought Saturday tickets.
Oof.
Just for this one thing. So we finally start breaking off over the bullhorn. They're like breaking off us off into, okay, you're group one, go group two, okay. So this is like 8:15, 8:30-ish is rolling around. We're still like, just, at this point, we're sitting down, just kind of pissed off, just all like lined up. They're starting, they're about to be starting the duos photo ops with both of them. And then when they get done with those, then they're going to split people off into Norman's and Jeffrey Morgan's.
And this is photos first, not autographs.
Oh, fuck the autographs. They're not doing those anymore. They're just doing photo ops. If you want an autograph, you're shit out of luck.
Even if you paid for it.
Well, you didn't really pay ahead of time for autographs. You just have to wait in line and you just get the autograph. It's the photo ops you paid ahead of time for. So this is about 8:30-ish, we're rolling around here, and they're about to start the duos. So we see some people going in. At this point, anytime there's movement, people are starting applauding and cheering. That's how bad this is. Mind you, this is, we're in group five of Jeffrey Morgan. Norman Reedus's group, if you think Jeffrey Morgan is popular, Norman Reedus had like 8 or 9 groups separate from us. And there, so there's a lot of fucking people here. Yeah, Norman Reedus is popular as fuck over here. So it comes about 8:45, close to 9 o'clock. There's still not a whole lot of movement. We finally get
on the bullhorn.
No, this is the megaphone. Now this is like the PA system. This is like, so everybody, so everybody can hear you. Attention. Can I have your attention, please? Can we have your attention? People everywhere, we need your attention. That's I said, like, I heard that like 4 or 5 times. So, you know, something bad's about to happen. As you know, Jeffrey D. Morgan, Norman Reedus flew down here, and they got delayed because of a weather system over in New York. They got here kind of late. We're receiving word now that that same storm system is moving in tonight in Dallas, and they need to leave to go to L.A. because they can't miss their shooting schedule for Talking Dead. So, they're going to stick around for a little longer. So, if you were in the duos and up to group two for Jeffrey D. Morgan, stick around. We'll be able to get to you. Unfortunately, everybody else, after group two, we're not going to have time for you. You will be refunded your money as soon as possible, but unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get to you tonight. Let the bitching and yelling commence from everyone. Oh man, there was a lot of pissed off people at that moment.
Do you have video of this?
No, unfortunately, I have.
Fuck.
I have video. Actually, I have video of the lines. I got out the.
I saw that. Yeah.
And I just kind of went around and I took pictures of like people just like sitting around and seeing how massive these lines were.
Wow.
But by that point, honestly, they said that. I looked at my wife. I was like, all right, let's get the fuck out. And I wasn't even, at that point, I wasn't even mad.
You checked out?
I checked out. It's like, I was done.
But, did you understand? Were you sympathetic or were you just angry?
I was angry. But by that point, like, about 15 minutes before that announcement was made, I was like.
Connecting the dots.
I was connecting. Well, not only connecting, I was like, okay, it's like 8:30 and they're not even done doing that over there. We're like 5 groups in after the duos. We're gonna be done. We're gonna be here till like midnight. You know, sitting there. There's no. We can't eat anything. We can't do nothing. I was already hungry because I haven't eaten. You know, there's no Snickers, man. I needed Snickers.
Shit.
So by that point, when they made that announcement, I was like, fine, thank whatever. You. And it was my that was
your golden
out.
Ticket.
That was my way out. I was like, fine, fuck this, I'm out of here. And I walked past like where the photo ops were. I just went like this the whole way around. I just walked all the way out like that. I was so mad, but at the same point, I was like, a burden had been lifted. I was like, okay, I was gonna get my money back. I wasted like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean,
sucks for the people that showed up either on Sunday or on Saturday.
Yeah.
One day only, yes. Just for that. Yeah. Did they get their tickets refunded also if that's all they went for?
No.
Oh.
No. Matter of fact, because that happened to me a few years ago. I bought a Sunday ticket to the same as the Dallas place, solely to meet Nathan Fillion from Firefly and all that, you know.
Green Lantern.
Yeah. And the day before, we're like packing up the Saturday night. We're just going to head out Sunday morning. No, we left Saturday night. Yeah, but that Saturday afternoon,
packing.
They announced that he wasn't going to make it on Sunday. I was so pissed. And I was like, well, fuck it. We already have our tickets. We're already going. We already got to travel. We already have a hotel booked. Whatever. Fuck it. So we went up going. I kind of walked around and didn't really do a whole lot. But again, that kind of harkens back to, you know, it happens. You know, it's cards subject to change in the wrestling terms, you know, where, you know, celebrities are, you know, they could, you know, subject to change. You know, they can't guarantee that they'll actually be there.
Dang.
Yeah. So, but there was Nathan Fillion's right here. Like, Jeffrey Morgan and Norman Reedus are like way up here. So.
Right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you went on their Facebook page,
were there any apologies by either of them?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I did see Dallas. Yeah. They posted a big long thing. We apologize, blah, blah, blah. I did go on Twitter and I did see Norman Reedus and Jeffrey Morgan. They did apologize, whether it's heartfelt or not, you know. I don't know.
Then again, whether it's their fault or not, they can't control the fucking weather.
Well,
I've been on flights things. That have been delayed before, so
two,
I know.
Two things on that. One, I think they're more the mercy of AMC. AMC was probably like hell or water. Damn it, we need you on the show. Weather be damned. If you can't make it Sunday morning, you're gonna have to leave Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's what happened. I'm sure it was up to AMC more than anybody. Yeah. Second kicker on that was there was no fucking storm. Like, it rained. It was cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
There was no fucking nothing. There was no tornadoes. There was no tsunamis. There was no nothing. There's no earthquakes.
But that's a chance that some people might not take.
Yeah.
I've been in that situation before, flying to Metallica, and my flight got delayed from LAX to Oakland, and I needed to be there at 8 in the morning to make sure my plan was copacetic, because without that, my plan would have fell apart like a fucking, like a house of cards. And I had to take the last flight out one way or another. And so I know how that part of it goes.
Especially on a corporate level.
I know how arduous that can be.
But still, it sucks.
How much are they going to step up, though? I mean, we had an issue, was it last year, with Space City Con and Charlie Hunnam and everybody from Sons of Anarchy? They got fucked over.
Yeah.
And Hunnam's like, dude, I'm coming back. I ain't charging shit. I'm all yours for everything.
That was the thing that Charlie Hunnam did, because that was a promoter
fuck up.
That was the promoter taking advantage of everybody, not paying anybody, and ditching he's nowhere around
anymore. He took the bag with the money sign and ran.
Yeah.
All Wile E. Coyote. Yosemite.
This isn't the fault of Dallas Fan Expo.
Yeah.
This was
Mother Nature's.
Because some people are throwing blame at Dallas Con because they're like, why would you even book the two biggest stars from the show on the day of the finale when you know that they air like live talking, like the Talking Dead shows? You probably could assume that they were going to be needed for something, but
I wouldn't go that far. I would think if those are your two biggest draws of your con, you have them there Wednesday night. Let them relax on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday, they're there to handle business, and whatever's left over, you go for it on Sunday. Otherwise, you need to make sure your top talent is there all weekend for moments like this.
Yeah.
So if you know that there's a possibility that Sunday they're gonna leave, at least you know you got them Thursday, Friday, and Saturday right there in yards from you, so that your business won't have a black eye, even if it's not your fault.
Yeah.
And
it happens.
But that doesn't hide
the fact that, man, there's a lot of pissed off
people. Oh, in the moment, I would imagine, dude. I would have started a fucking riot.
Yeah.
It's one more notch on the criminal record for me. Shit, I would have had a blast.
But you know what? In all, that was a blemish on an otherwise good trip to that con.
Awesome weekend with you and the missus
out
of town.
Yeah, I was able to meet my comic book artist's hero, Jim Lee. Mm-hmm. He's inspirational. I mean, he's the one that got me into drawing in the first place, really. So it was cool to meet him.
And I know there's moments, like, for example, when I go to a badass concert I've been waiting to a long time, and then I come home and I can't sleep because I have all these ideas and I have to get a pen and start writing my ideas down on paper. I saw you uploading a couple of your old school drawings after you came back from the con. Rejuvenation.
I finished up coloring in, digitally coloring a picture. I got that one up. I'm going to start, now that I got my Wednesdays free. Yeah. Maybe I can
take a little break.
Yeah. Get back into that again, baby.
What do we got over here? A couple stencils?
No. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Good trip there. And then, of course, WrestleMania. But we talked about WrestleMania on Houston Wrestling Radio, which you can check out.
Yeah. I'm finally recovered, kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Two down. Two more to go as far as the big four for 2017.
Big four wrestling events.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to go to SummerSlam in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go to Survivor Series right here in Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But enough wrestling talk.
Enough Walking Dead talk.
That's it for this episode.
This is going to cap off our Walking Dead
season.
Season. I don't know if we're going to, honestly, we may come back and do season 8.
We will.
I don't know. We'll,
we have nothing better.
But in the meantime, Transformers last night,
man,
that's coming out soon, and I think I have an idea for an episode on that.
Yeah, we've talked about this. It's marinated for a bit. You're making me have to watch the last four movies to really make sure that I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the Megatron shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fun.
If
we're wearing the same clothes on the next episode, that's probably because as soon as we hit the stop button, we're going to restart and give our discussions on two things.
Oh, what is? Well, don't tell us what it is.
Tune in a few minutes. Or in a few weeks. It'll get there.
Eventually. Whatever that is, just let the playlist continue. All right. Well, and on that note, if you're not going to tune in to the next episode.
Where can they find us?
Well, right here on our YouTube channel, Pop Culture Rewind.
Also
on our Facebook, facebook.com/PopCultureRewind. Where else?
Oh, on the Twitter machine?
On the Twitter machine.
Yeah, Pop Culture RWND.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you liked this episode or any past episodes, leave a comment below.
Tell if us you can't right. stand to look at these faces, we're also on Podbean, which means iTunes Podcast, Stitcher, Google.
If anybody uses Google for a play, I don't know if they do or not. But iTunes, we're on iTunes, for God's sake. Give us a rate and review on there. I really appreciate those, too. So until then, always remember to pop your culture.
Top guys! Out! Yeah! That felt good!
Yeah.
It's been a while. Damn, I miss you. Ah, fucking
hell. I'm so glad to be done with this. I walked down.
Woo. We're gonna leave this apart, this house, like just dragging our fucking feet.
Oh, Jesus. Not enough then. All right.
See you next season.